ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
Friday, Bill Melberg, political humorist, Satter's good friend, U of I alum, and evening with thepresidents.com. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners.
Bill, where do we begin? This week, Anthony Weiner found himself embroiled in yet another embarrassing sex scandal. President Barack Obama delivered yet another speech about the economy. President Vladimir Putin indicated that NSA leaker Edward Snowden might get asylum in Russia. Mm-hmm. Former President George H.W. Bush shaved his head in support of a young leukemia victim. Pope Francis drew more than a million young Catholics to World Youth Day, Rio de Janeiro. And the Duchess of Cambridge gave birth to an 8-pound baby boy named Prince George.
Well, Stevie and Diane, you know, President Obama's speech at Knox College in Galesburg the other day was over an hour long. That's right up there with Fidel Castro's old speeches. And I still need a little more time to condense it. So why don't we begin with the arrival of the third heir to the British throne, little Prince George.
That is a grand idea, Bill, because joining us on our VIP hotline is Britain's current monarch, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. So much for joining us.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello, ESPN Radio and the new Sunny listeners.
Your Majesty,
Stevie, if I may interrupt you.
Yes?
After the first time, you don't have to keep calling me Your Majesty. You can just call me Ma'am.
Yes, Ma'am. Thank you, Ma'am. And thank you for joining us. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you and your grandson and the Duchess of Cambridge on the birth of the newest member of the royal family.
You mean little Georgie?
Yes, Prince George. You must be very happy that he was named in honor of your father, King George VI.
Oh, yes, we're very happy about that. And I'm pleased to report that mother and son are doing just fine.
That's wonderful, ma'am.
Yes, it is.
So as you look at your great-grandson, what do you hope he becomes when he grows up?
I hope he becomes king.
Well, ma'am, it seems he'll have a bit of a wait for that. After all, little Prince George is third in line to the throne after your son, Prince Charles, and his son, Prince William.
Yes, and as I keep reminding my son, Prince Charles, my mother was 101 when she passed away, and I'm only 87.
In fact, ma'am, in just 2 years, you'll surpass your great-grandmother, Queen Victoria, as the longest-serving monarch in British history.
Oh, that's right, Stevie. 63 years. And in just 2 months, Prince Charles will be in line to become the oldest monarch to ascend to the British throne. William IV currently holds that record. He was 64 years old and 10 months when he became king, and Charles is now 64 years and 8 months.
Well, Your Majesty, ma'am, we appreciate your royal presence with us this morning. You'll be pleased to know that we're about to talk with a pair of royal experts about the British monarchy. Thank you for being with us, ma'am, and best wishes to you and the royal family on your newest edition.
Thank you, Stevie. It's been a blast. Toodaloo.
And there she goes, Queen Elizabeth II, quite a lady. Still going strong in her 87th year, her 61st year as queen. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about royal trivia are two experts from the Institute of Royal History, Professor Peter Lorre.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And Professor Boris Karloff.
Greetings, Stephen, and good
Good morning, Diane.
Gentlemen, I'm going to let Diane ask the first question.
Professor Karloff, can you name the six wives of King Henry VIII?
Oh, that's easy, Diane. Yes, there were six of them. Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Anne of Cleves, Catherine Howard, and Catherine Parr.
Professor Laurie, can you tell us what happened to each of King Henry's six wives?
I'd be delighted to, Diane. King Henry divorced Catherine of Aragon after nearly 24 years in 1533. That divorce, as you might recall, led to the creation of the Church of England. King Henry divorced Anne Boleyn after 3 years in 1536 and had her beheaded. Ooh, that was a nasty divorce. By the way, Anne Boleyn was the mother of the future Queen Elizabeth I. Jane Seymour died following the birth of Prince Edward in 1537. He became King Edward VI at age 9 and died 6 years later at age 15. King Henry divorced Anne of Cleves in 1541 after just 6 months of marriage. Fortunately, she retained her head. Unfortunately, King Henry's fifth wife, Catherine Howard, did not retain her head. She was beheaded in 1542 after just 18 months of marriage. And finally, King Henry's last wife, Catherine Parr, was neither divorced nor beheaded.
Well, what happened to her?
Nothing. King Henry VIII croaked in 1547 as she became his widow. Lucky for her, I might add. All of which reminds me of an old song.
What song is that?
This one.
I'm an idiot.
Professor Karloff, let's talk about some more royal trivia. What are some little-known facts about the British monarchy that you can share with us?
Well, Stephen, first of all, that was Herman's Hermits, as you might recall. Did you know that there's a United States state named for a British monarch?
Really?
Oh, yes. Georgia, named for King George II. And there's a dog named for a king as well.
A dog?
Yes, the King Charles Spaniel, named for Charles II. And speaking of King Henry VIII, he was the first British monarch to be addressed as Your Majesty.
And speaking of royal babies, King Henry I had 24 children. Only two of them with his wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, since you mentioned Anthony Weiner earlier in the program...
Never mind, Professor Loy. We don't want to go there. But getting back to Professor Karloff, in our last few seconds, can you tell us some of Queen Elizabeth's favorite things?
Oh, yes. Well, now let's see. What can I tell you? Well, Her Majesty loves horses and horse races. She's very fond of her corgi dogs. You've probably seen them running all around her. It's so delightful. Queen Elizabeth enjoys white wines and the occasional gin and tonic.
Mm.
She loves military marches and keeps a CD of military music in her Land Rover, which she listens to when she drives around. And, of course, she loves her husband, Prince Philip, the 92-year-old Duke of Edinburgh.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your royal insights. We'll close this segment one of the Queen's favorite military marches. This one's called, appropriately, Soldiers of the Queen. comeback, political humorist Bill Melberg will reduce President Obama's one-hour economic speech to 1 minute. Stay tuned. ESPN Radio 93.5, it is sunny 95.3.
Greens.org.
Yeah, Diane, I know you're doing that tomorrow. It's a
I am.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Salute our guys. Awesome. Glad you're doing that.
Thank you.
We're back with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. And while we were talking about the British monarchy in our last segment, Bill was busy trying to condense the one-hour economic speech that President Obama delivered on Wednesday into a one-minute summary. Bill, what do you have for us?
Well, Stevie and Diane, you know, Barack Obama repeated many of the same things that he has said so many other times during his presidency while he was at Knox College the other day. So we've put together some of what he's been saying over and over and over again over the past 5 years in this one-minute version of the president's speech.
And we will not rest until we reach a day when not one single veteran falls into homelessness. I will not rest until the dream of health care reform is finally achieved in the United States of America.
We will not rest until we are succeeding in generating the jobs that this economy needs.
I will not rest until businesses are investing again and businesses are hiring again.
I will not rest.
Except for his vacation in Martha's Vineyard next month, following his vacation in Africa last month. Yeah. But what the heck, Barack Obama thinks he's our king. Here comes the king.
Yeah, I love Ernie. Okay. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend.
Ask you wow wow.
Bill Melberg at eveningwiththepresidents.com. This is, of course, Ernie Hayes. He passed, right? He just recently?
Oh, really?
I think, didn't Ernie Hayes die, Bill?
I don't know about that. I know he's not playing with the Cardinals anymore.
Anyway, this is just one of the greatest ever. Okay, we are out of time. Coming up, it's The Herd on ESPN. I'm going to hang around and play some soft rock favorites from then and now. We'll do that coming up on the new Sunday 95.3. Cardinals play tonight in Atlanta. Starts this big 11-game road trip. Cubs play on Sunday 95.3. Be on the air there about 8:45. 9:15 for the Cubbies on the first pitch in San Francisco Bay Area. And then the Cardinals at 5:35 on ESPN 93.5. We're your home for the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Yes.
And the Cardinals begin this very, very important 11-game road trip. 3 in Atlanta, 5 in Pittsburgh, and 3 in Cincinnati. The Cardinals start this critical road trip 2.5 games ahead of Pittsburgh. And I think just 4 or 5 ahead of Cincinnati. I think 5 ahead of Cincinnati. It's quite the division, Central Division NL. All right, Diane, we thank you.
And Ernie Hayes did pass away at the age of 77.
Thank you.
After playing the organ 40 years in the St. Louis Cardinals.
Legend guy. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Checking on that. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey. Thanks to Bill Melberg again. Thanks to Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny earlier. Talk on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. ESPN and Sonny. Have a great weekend.